I got a plaque for that church, historic plaque, centennial plaque, which we just put up last year, I believe it was.
How old is your wife now?
She's 74. I'm just boss 10 days a year. Her birthday is on the 27th, and mine is on the 17th. So we're same age for 10 days. That's when I'm boss.
Where are her people from around here?
No, as she said, her people settled up north.
Oh, that's right.
And then our father seemed like he was a loner. For some reason, he had a souse. I believe she said at one time he thought he had TB. He headed south. Got down to Big Spring, Texas. That's where she was raised.
Did she mention Massachusetts or Illinois, where people from?
Yeah, Illinois. In fact, her half and an uncle established a Smith College up there. And somehow, good luck must have been with them. They made a lot of money. And they built a chapel and I don't know what else for the institution over there. They both died within the last 2 years. Her end was, I believe, 95. And still took care of her business. She had thousands of dollars of bonds and interest and all that stuff. She took care of all of it, made all her own income tax reports and everything else, despite her age. She didn't know her, never meet her, and I didn't either.
You said that you hadn't been out of this part of the country for too much. Do you have any idea of how many states that you visited, been in at one time or the other?
Well, the most was when I went up through from here to Arkansas, on into, I'd have to have the map almost to, you know the states I joined, from there on up to Kentucky. Then we came back, we cut to the lower part of Missouri, came back that way. Then we were up in Kansas and Missouri a couple of times before, then out west. Of course, that's Colorado. Well, one time we went to Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Utah, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, and then back. That's all been within the last 10 years.
Was that business or vacation?
Strictly chasing around.
What about Texas? Have you been in most parts of Texas, or?
Pretty much so, except the extreme east. But otherwise, I've been pretty well over it. There's one little area up around northeast Texas that I haven't been. I was there, but I didn't see anything. My grandson, by marriage, is driving the Slitz truck. Hauls it from Longview, Texas, and that's a pretty long run. We left here in the evening and got us all the way past midnight before we got up there. And I went with him, definitely, to see the country, because I hadn't seen it. And all of it, and then he got loaded out right away again. Instead of having to lay over, they loaded him out, and we started right on back. And all the country I hadn't seen, we drove at nighttime. And I threatened to go back. Of course, that time I didn't know whether I'd ever want to go back because the big truck, I thought they had a lot of room here in the front. And my old stiff leg, I was about to die. I finally lay in the bunk, you know.